hard to like pick and choose because there's so many different activities and places you can go and people you can see. But I'm telling you, you can wear yourself out. It's a vacation.
Go discover the new artist. I think that's one that you never know who's going to be the next big thing. And now's the time during this, you know, when you got a lot of these new artists that you can really get some really cool, you know, access to them. And so, you know, I know when we started, I mean, we were out there doing anything and everything we could. And it was, we had such an energy about it. And we still do, of course. But, you know, I think that's one of the coolest things. Like, as a fan, I think I would love to be out there and look and go see as many of the new acts and kind of, almost kind of see if I can predict which one's going to be here.
Be on the cutting edge of what's up and coming.
Answer for the last one.
When you guys did the prom thing originally before the internet thing happened, it was very out of the box. It was something original. Do you guys try to come up with ideas like that to do something kind of different and original for fans?
I mean, I think that was such a crazy idea. And honestly, I think sometimes there's things that hit us, like, you know, with our fan club party last year, we made it really intimate where we had rugs all over and they were sitting on the floor around us and sang with us. And we always try to come up with the best way to connect and really continue to build a relationship with the fans. And with the prom event, it really started as just this small idea of let's go crash a prom and like give these kids a really fun night. And then it really just transformed into something so much bigger than us and that we ended up being honored to be a part of. And we definitely are always brainstorming, but that one, I mean, I have to say, like, there was no way we could have predicted how it turned out, and we were just thankful to be there, honestly.
Thank you, guys.